The Victoria's Fremantle Dockers room is a man who continues to grow week in, week out. We're just talking about those, taking those big marks. Zach Clark joins us from the Fremantle Dockers. G'day, Zach.
G'day, guys.
Great to have you on board. And what was Ross's message after the game? He would have been relieved that you got the points, but he would have been a little bit frightened they got so close.
Yeah, absolutely. He just said he was happy with our effort. You know, they're a good side and they're really building. And, you know, the pressure they brought in the second and third and last quarter were really intense, and it was good of us that we could stand up and get the win.
Your confidence is growing week in, week out. You must have been pretty happy with your form today, particularly in both the ruck and around the ground. You were able to take some big marks again and certainly get plenty of hit-outs.
Yeah, it's been a focus area the last couple of weeks, just my marking and positioning around the ground. So it's coming along nicely, but obviously still some work to do.
What was it like with the battle in the ruck today, Zach? Obviously, they had Ace Cordy there and quite a few guys pinch-hitting. Aaron Sandlin's finishing with 50 hit-outs, yourself with 14. But you guys clearly had the dominance there.
Yeah, we knew that they were going to do that, and they were a really strong third-up team. So we just focused on holding their midfielders down and giving Aaron, you know, the one-on-one duel.
Was that a focus point, Zach? Because you'd, not you personally or Aaron, but there was a couple of the stoppages where they were awarded free kicks for blocking or shepherding out. Was that an area where Ross had asked you to concentrate on because they do or were going to require a third man up?
Yeah, looking at the vision from last week, they're really... the midfielders going up quite often, you know, the bunk and pallets and stuff like that. So we've made it a focus to try and help Aaron out and give him the best opportunity to get his hand on it and get it to a predictable spot.
Have you had a chance to catch up with Alex Pearce? He was like a pinball there at one stage. He got collected in a bump, and then he got his head taken off in a marking contest, and he got a little bit brain rattled there, the young man.
Yeah, I did see him go down, but, you know, he's a tough kid, and he'll be right. So credit to him for getting up and getting on with the job. But, yeah, that's footy.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Nick Serban, just subbed out of the game through, you know, just controlled, you know, management, and Duffield came on in that last quarter.
Yeah, I think so. I haven't actually spoken to Serbs, but he's walked around fine in the room, so I think that's it.
Nat Fyfe dominant again. Must be good having someone roving at your feet like that. 30 disposals, 7 marks and 3 goals. He's just having a stellar season, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. We know what he brings each and every week. And, you know, he's really, really improved his contested work in probably the last 3 years. And it's really a feature of his game, and especially his overhead marking. So it's great to have a goal like that in the midfield and push him forward.
No challenge. Another challenge next week, mate, up against the Kangaroos, albeit at home. So the challenges keep rolling in.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no easy games of footy in the AFL these days, so we'll get on the bird and, you know, 6 days' time, we'll prepare to play as the Kangas.
Hey, Zach, thanks for your time. Well played. Congratulations. Still unbeaten.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Zach Clark there from the Fremantle Dockers rooms for Kennard Tyre and Prestige Tile Gallery.